Douglas of the World. Douglas of the World. International Intrigue, starring Jack Moyles as Brad Douglas, foreign correspondent. This week's adventure, Double Trouble.
You have kept a strict watch on the girl?
I know her every move.
Continue to watch her. Report to me day after tomorrow at the inn. You will kidnap her on the afternoon of December 17th.
Election day. The city of Delft votes on the question of the United States of Europe. There will be much excitement.
Excellent cover for us. We will abduct her near her home. And that same day, her father will be in possession of our written demand for 10,000 American dollars.
If he refuses to pay?
Unlikely. Von Clausen will not want his daughter killed.
Hello, Double Trouble.
Huh? What's this Double Trouble routine?
That's my new name for you. You're always getting snarled up in something besides your job.
Oh, I see. Is the funny man in his office?
He is. But you don't have to go in yet. Talk to me for a few seconds.
Okay, a few seconds. Huh? What do we talk about?
Oh, Brad, as if you didn't know. Just talk to me like you do the other girls.
Oh, but you're not the other girl. You're a good old J.L. Well, time's up. See you later.
Brad, please. If you only realized...
I only realized what?
You could be a great writer. You'd concentrate your abilities instead of scattering them. You might do a fine play or a brilliant novel.
Hey, not bad. A new approach.
What you need is to settle down with one woman.
Good woman who'll look after me. Cook my meals, mend my socks, iron my shirt.
Yes, yes, that's it.
That's all it takes to be a great writer?
Of course. I'd make you spend 8 hours a day as a typewriter.
Can I be as great as Hemingway, maybe?
Every bit as good.
And how did he make it? Hemingway never did settle down. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Brad.
Oh, Brad.
Well, I see you've left J.L. bleeding in your wake, as usual. Sit down.
Mike, J.L. says...
The next assignment will be Holland. Delft, where the famous pottery comes from.
What do I bring back, a tea set for you?
Surveys have proved the city of Delft is representative of Netherlands public opinion. Same thing in Rosewater, a little Frisian town famous for dairy products.
Cream for the tea.
You stop trying to be a comedian? You know what the Schumann plan is?
Yeah, it's the fooling...
I'll tell you what it is. France's ex-foreign minister, Robert Schuman, worked out a plan so that Europe's resources of coal and steel can be shared equitably by the six nations of France, Belgium, Holland, West Germany, Italy, and Luxembourg. Now, you know what the Council of Europe is?
Well, it's...
I'll tell you. It's a group of statesmen from the Western European nations who meet in Strasbourg, France. Objective? The promoting of European unity. You know what Benelux is? A NATO.
What is this, a one-man question-answer game?
My boy, all these are indications, symptoms, mileposts on the long road to European unity, a federal union, the United States of Europe. Each European nation knows that it can't stand alone against Soviet Russia. The United States of Europe is an answer, bolstered by the friendship of America.
New York. I wouldn't mind going back.
Who said anything about New York? You're going to Holland. That's the most important assignment you've had, in my opinion. They're voting in Delft and Bolsoir on the 17th of December. Do the people want the United States of Europe or not? It's a test referendum. The result will be unofficial, but it will either advance the cause of European unity or hand it a setback. You start the Delft this afternoon. Now, any questions?
Only one. J.L. says you're calling me Double Trouble. Why?
I'm afraid that one of these days you'll get so involved with some female that you'll miss an assignment completely. Do me a favor, will you?
A big favor.
Stay away from women this time.
Hey, you always get your story.
Oh, I'm sorry I mentioned it. I don't know by now that you couldn't stay away from a pretty woman if your life depended on it.
You'd like to back up that with a little cold, hard cash?
Go on, get out of here. I don't want to take your money.
I got 50. Says I hate women till this assignment's finished.
No pretty little Dutch girls in Delft?
No pretty little Dutch girls in all of Holland.
50?
50.
Okay, that's the best. Easy 50 I ever heard.
Well, don't spend it ahead of time. When I bet, I win.
Five, Douglas.
Jack, you're looking fine.
Only a week ago we lunched together. I, Jacques Ricard, arrived only yesterday to help conduct these elections. And now you are here to write about them and to also make them seem like, how shall we say,
like a sidewalk cafe on the Champs-Élysées?
Oui, but you cover the story for old Mike, so what can I do to make this house more pleasant?
Well, we might hoist a few at the inn later on.
Ah, oui, double oui.
First, give me a quick rundown on the setup, huh?
Well, as you know, we of the Council of Europe press this historic plan for a united Europe.
Historic? I thought this all started since Russia began throwing a weight around.
Russia serves only to speed a natural growth process. It all started over 350 years ago when Henri IV of France approved of such a scheme. And again, in 1925, we French suggested a union.
Well, I seem to remember the British suggesting a federation of France and Britain in 1940 when the Nazis were running wild.
Ah, oui, it is so. But, alas, nothing came of it. But, of late, the trend is evident, huh? The Schuman plan, the European army, the knowledge that only large political and economic units are safe in these grim worlds of today.
Yes.
But my throat is soft. You'll stroll now to the ear. Sir?
Double oui. Seems like a lot of excitement in town already.
People of Belt are conscious of the whole nation.
So how about opposition? Local commies, I suppose.
And it's often a very strict religious sect. These are against it because they claim that long ago God designed the boundaries of the Netherlands.
Kind of an incongruous lineup for the opposition.
The commies who deny God are now willing to grant him temporary Soviet citizenship.
You don't have to be a whirling dervish to follow the party line, but it sure helps.
Yes. Yes, for an opinion at random, it would be good to question a trusting citizen. Now, here comes a clean and well-fed Paul.
Pardon me, madame.
Yes? Mon cher madame, we are privileged to have with us an American newspaperman. Will you tell him your feelings about the coming election?
I vote yes.
Good, good. You mind telling me why?
The favorite food of myself and my husband is tea.
What's that? Come again?
She means perhaps a united Europe can better cope with world tariffs against Dutch dairy products.
Oh, very, very thrifty. Thank you, madame.
You're welcome. Good day.
I guess it takes all kinds of reasoning to make a majority.
Huh? Well, there, coming out from the inn, an old-fashioned burglar wearing clumpen.
Clumpen?
Clumpen. Sabot, shoes of wood.
Oh. Excuse me, mister. I'm an American reporter. Do you mind telling me how you feel about the 17th?
It's a great day for Dallas. It's a great day for Europe.
Yeah, sure. But are you for or against the United States of Europe?
Unity is strength. America is strong. Why? Because there are no taxes between the states. Everyone uses the resources of everyone else. This is good.
Thank you, sir.
That man was the solid type. His good opinion and that of his fellows is the difference between winning and losing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we are. Out of the desert and into the oasis.
Here will be found a good cross-section. The wealthy and the not-so-wealthy. No doubt some will be amenable to interview.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wesley.
This table here looks good.
Strategic spot.
Our back to the wall, huh? No knives from behind, huh?
As you wish. You'll have the late lunch or the early dinner.
Oh, neither. No. The ale here is excellent. An ale of royal authority. I sampled it yesterday.
Make it two.
Yes.
That's quite a place. Just like pictures of old Dutch taverns, I think.
Why? I'm surprised. What? Your eyesight. Is it failing?
Oh, you mean that Class A blonde over there with the older man?
Oh, then you did notice, the man is her father, whom I met on election business this morning. A courtly gentleman that he is, he introduced me to his lovely daughter. She is Paula Van Klaassen. And Brad, I saw her, too.
You go on, have fun, Jacques. I'm not interested.
You are not interested?
She's too pretty.
Oh, now I have heard everything about her, but you must be making a joke.
No.
So then you are ill. We will speak a doctor.
Well, maybe she's just not my type, you know.
Although such a thing seems unlikely, I'm nevertheless relieved. I might even consent to introduce you.
No, not interested.
Oh, mon ami, perhaps the ale will pick you up. But if you'll excuse me while I go, I pay my respect to the lovely Paula and her esteemed father. Hmm?
Those guys over there eyeing your lovely Paula. Maybe I'll interview them.
Oh, good idea. I will meet you back at the
office. Fine. Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. I'd like to ask a few questions.
Questions?
I'm Brad Douglas, newspaper man.
American, no doubt.
That's right.
You are here to write about the voting.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a cross-section of popular opinion. How do you two feel about European unity?
The United States of Europe would be a tragedy. Europe would become a mere appendage of the USA.
God set the borders of Holland at the beginning of time. My father says to go against that is to go against all that is right.
Then you don't believe unity has any advantages? Doesn't it cut down the dangers of conquest by a foreign power?
If you refer to the Soviet Union, there's no danger. The Soviet Union wants only the welfare of the world.
Thanks for telling me.
Brad, come here. The Van Klaassens wish us to join them. It seems that Paula is an admirer of yours, of your writing, and particularly of the small photo which unfortunately accompanies your story. I should never have mentioned your name.
Oh, can't you alibi me out of it?
Oh, for my own sake, I would if it were possible, but it seems that she has only eyes for you.
Oh, this would have to happen.
She will join them for a few moments and then make an excuse to leave. Can
Yeah, nobody can say I'm not earning that 50.
So?
Oh, nothing.
Well, here I am once more. My friend, I have brought to you Monsieur Douglas.
Hello.
Monsieur Van Klaassen and Mademoiselle Paula. May I present Monsieur Brad Douglas?
I am honored, Mr. Douglas.
Brad Douglas. This is such a great pleasure.
Gentlemen, please have seats. Everything is in readiness for the voting, Monsieur Ricard?
It is. We hope for a large turnout of voters.
Mr. Douglas, this is your first visit to our city?
That's right. Nice little city, too.
Oh, you hear that, Papa? We must make it a memorable visit.
Oh, it is already, believe me.
Of course. Mr. Douglas, will you do us the honor of dining in our home this evening?
Well, thanks very much, but...
Oh, you are not going to say you have another engagement?
Well, not exactly.
Of all the correspondents I know, Monsieur Douglas is the most devoted to beauty.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing like good hard work.
Well, that is an admirable quality, but it can be overdone. Don't you think, Mr. Douglas?
Well, I haven't found that the case.
A new city, a new friend. Oh, it would be most stimulating to me, I'm sure. Oh, tonight you simply must make an exception and forget your work. Or perhaps it is all an old story to a man as prominent and as sought after as you.
Huh?
Oh, then it is decided. We will expect you at 7.
Of course, you will also join us, Monsieur Ricard.
Delighted.
It will be nice of Papa to have you. After dinner, you two can discuss politics to your heart's content.
Heart's content? My dear Mademoiselle...
Politics, yeah. I look forward to that, too. Great subject, politics.
True. But there are one or two more vital subjects. Don't you agree, Mr. Douglas?
Aunt, I still don't understand. Why did we leave so suddenly? They are still inside, and I left my beer unfinished.
We must change our entire plan.
Something's wrong?
It could not be more right. Not only will we have the ransom money to use for party work, but a chance to give the crime real significance is at hand.
Crime? You said it was no crime because of our high motive.
A crime only from the bourgeois viewpoint. Did you notice the look on Paula's face when she spoke to Dante?
I wish a girl would look at me that way.
Undoubtedly, she will see that we spend much time together. We will capture them both.
Douglas is physically a capable-looking man.
Unarmed, he is as helpless as a child. From now on, we will watch them continually. Sooner or later, unless I underestimate the manhood of Douglas, they will end up in a secluded place.
If it were I, it would be sooner.
We will blame the entire abduction on Douglas. And we must accomplish it tonight, before the voting. All in Delft know America favors European unity. With the brutal crime of an American fresh in their minds, the votes of our outraged citizens are bound to be affected.
You say brutal crime, Frank?
The girl will be killed. A little brandy, gentlemen, or whey? Double whey.
Thank you.
Oh, the brandy of Napoleon. May I propose a toast to our so charming, lovely hostess?
Oh, thank you.
And here's to our big political confab. Where we start? Mr. McCloskey, what do you think of the Schuman plan?
Oh, those of the higher authority of the plan are learning that economic unity depends on political unity.
Brad, don't you believe Americans and, well, let us say, for example, Dutch people should improve every opportunity for friendship?
Oh, sure, sure.
The same also applies between, let us say, a Frenchman and the Dutch.
Brad, I've been thinking. Our city is really quite charming. You have had little chance to see it.
Oh, but I will. Mr. Van Klaassen, what do you think of Britain's negative attitude toward joining such a federation?
Oh, it is quite understandable. The English form an island nation. Language, commercial, and traditional ties are, of course, with America and the nations of the British Commonwealth.
And they will back United Europe in much the same manner as the United States.
Oh, let us leave them to their talk, Brad. I will take you for a short walk through our lovely residential area.
But, Paula, I'd just as soon stay here.
Of course he would. He would rather stay and discuss events of importance.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. I have a few questions I wish to ask of Monsieur Ricard in private about the conduct of the voting.
Well, maybe there's a story for me, if I could share your confidence, huh?
Oh, merely boring details, Dad. I will get my...
No, please don't inconvenience yourself for me.
What would do me good? Come on.
We'll be back soon.
Don't hurry. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, we will.
I beg your pardon for bringing it up, sir, but do you think you ought to allow your brother to be alone with him on such short acquaintance?
He seems like a decent enough young man.
But Paula is most attractive and somehow seems extremely fond of Douglas. That combination is enough to turn even the head of a man of my stability.
Paula is lovely, charming, and completely determined to have her own way. She is able to take care of herself. So long ago, I stopped worrying about her. Besides, Douglas is not particularly interested.
I cannot understand this kind of reluctance of his. It's not like him, I assure you.
Nice little park. Fairly nice night for Holland in December.
It's really perfectly lovely here. The green grass, flower beds filled with bright tulips of all colors. The trees with seclusion and many young people frequent the park. Each bench is occupied by a pair of lovers.
Just like parks every place.
Let us occupy this bench.
If you say so. Isn't it too cold for you, sitting here?
Oh, not if I keep close to you. Yeah. Now, tell me how it is to travel the world as you do.
Oh, it gets a little dull after a while.
I hope you don't mean it is dull here in Delta.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe we better get back, huh?
Well, I would love to sit a little longer.
I wouldn't want your father to worry.
Look at me.
You say so.
Do I look like a child?
You sure don't, that's for sure.
Well, then stop treating me like one.
Well, something tells me we'd better get going.
Oh, I begin to understand. You are being noble because there is already someone in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is even worse. I am not your type.
Oh, it's not that at all. Now, if we could meet someplace else, some other time.
Oh, then you do feel what I feel. Oh, you are attracted to me.
Hey, not so close. A couple of people coming this way.
Oh, I will take every penny. I'm sure of that.
Afterwards, too. I can't explain, but...
You will make the rock cry.
You've got it on.
And I have one also.
Well, if it's money you want, I'll have to stand up to get it. My wallet's in my hip pocket.
It's not your money, Douglas.
Hey, you're the man I talked to in the inn. You will both rise. You will walk down this lane, arm in arm, like lovers. We will be close behind, ready to silence any outcry.
All right, but what is this anyhow?
In your country, it is called kidnapping.
Give me a letter alone. I will write you a check tonight.
Keep walking.
But I have money.
You're figuring anybody will ransom me. Forget it.
There's no price of you, Douglas. As a matter of fact, we are going to let you take the credit for the crime.
Another glass of brandy?
Oh, that is a sufficiency. Of course, unity will require many readjustments. The inner sea alone, many fear free trade.
Understandably. Okay, it's crossed late. I wonder.
No, don't worry. Paula is a headstrong girl. She is not easily discouraged. As I was saying, the necessary readjustments would in time make for a more sound and prosperous economy. The United States of America has grown wealthy by following such principles, and we in Europe also need to modernize our entire industrial
system. Pardon me. The door.
Viens, I will go with you. Meet probably Paula and Brad.
Often Paula forgets her door keys. No one.
Huh?
The bell rang, did it not?
Oui, I heard it. Here is an envelope addressed to you.
Ricardo. Paula has been kidnapped by Brad Douglas.
Oh, no. That I cannot believe.
Can you tell your signature?
Mm-hmm. It is his handwriting.
How much longer are you going to try to keep this up?
Until Willem returns safely with the 10,000 United States dollars.
Oh, you will be caught. You will be punished.
You forget that Douglas wrote and signed the ransom note.
Douglas is determined. Might as well face it, Franz. It won't work. I know it's good anti-U.S. propaganda to try to blame me, but all you can get is a head start out of town. After Paula clears me?
Correct. Paula will not clear you. Paula will be dead.
Now, wait a minute.
They'll say it will not work, but you will see. The people of Delft will be outraged at the cruel murder of this girl. They will not believe a word you say. You will be indeed fortunate if they do not tear you lip from lip.
Franz, listen to me. The law of averages is against you. I've seen police records, and I know kidnapping's the toughest crime of all to get away with. Killing Paula will only guarantee you a hot seat at the end of a rope.
Do not move. Who is it?
Willem.
You have the money?
I picked it up at the appointed place, the second bench of the park. But they have followed me. I'm worried.
What I tell you, you're practically in jail now.
However, I doubled back on my path and confused them. They lost me perhaps half a mile from here.
Well, that is a relief. And it is providential that you wore Douglas's clothing. Otherwise, you might have been recognized.
How about giving me back my suit?
I was about to suggest that.
first. However, we must attend to Paula.
You'll have to get me first.
Keep the gun on him, Willem. I wish to do this as quietly as possible.
Stay away from me. Stay away.
Get away from her.
You know what's out, Willem? Get him to the gun. Now, hold the gun.
Oh, keep your hands away from me.
No, I can't shoot her. No. No, he can't take the risk of being murdered now. Quick, get the money. And out of the back door. Paula, are you all right?
Quickly, Serene, help me back.
The police have already encircled the house. You are not injured, Paula?
No, I am all right, but they have hurt Bran. Oh, please help me.
Oh. All right.
Oh, dear. It is Paula.
Oh, my head hurts. Yeah. Oh, your father. How did he get it?
Please, be quiet and rest. We are safe now.
They forced you to write the note, Nesta?
Yeah.
Hey, my congratulations to you, Brad. It was very clever to use bad grammar.
Huh?
It was even more clever to misspell a common word like receive. I knew immediately you were in trouble.
Misspell? How did I spell it?
R-E-C-I-E-V-E.
R-E. What's wrong with that?
Don't move away from me, Brad.
But I have to make a phone call. Paris, see if Mike Shaughnessy got my story.
Well, no matter what you say, darling, I know you'll find me attractive. You fought for me.
And got knocked cold.
And you were willing to give your life for me. Oh,
Brad. Hey, not so close. I got a phone.
Oh, you saved my life?
Yeah.
Oh, make your call if you must. Then kiss me. Just once.
Sorry, I couldn't. Not just once, that is.
Brad, how can you be so cold to me?
Hello, operator. Give me Opera 8644. Mike Shaughnessy, New York World Office in Paris, France. Yeah, that's right.
Brad, please.
Find a phone.
Hello?
Phone.
Hello, Mike.
You sound a little shaky, boy. What's up?
I wanted you to know the story's wrapped up.
I know that. I've got it. Do you have your figures on the voting verified?
Yeah. In Delft, 75% of the eligible voters cast ballots. Now, here's a breakdown. 1,908 voted no, and 26,200 voted yes to a proposition favoring the European government with a democratic representation and a European constitution.
That checks. How about
Bolzois? In Bolzois, 88% turned out. The breakdown, 106 voted no, and 3,414 voted yes.
Brad, please.
Not nonsense, please.
What'd you say? Well, you, Brad, you drinking?
Just a minute. Mike, about that bet of ours.
I'm not going to believe you won unless you present proof.
Mike, listen, I'll be a day late. Is it all right if I owe you that 50?
Huh? Oh.
All right. Come here, honey.
Douglas of the World. Each week at this time, Jack Boyle stars as Brad Douglas in an exciting adventure that takes us to every corner of the globe. Double Trouble was written by William Sundberg. Music was composed by Earl Lawrence and musical direction by Michelle Perrier. Appearing on the program were G.G. Pearson, Hans Schum, Eddie Firestone, B.J. Thompson, Vic Rodman, Ben Wright, Kay Alicki, Chip Mencken, Norbert Schiller, and Jack Lloyd. Production and direction by Robert M. Young. Be sure and listen next week to Douglas of the World. Bill Woodson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.